Well, Nick, the big news out of Grant County is the Democrats have won every election.
Yeah, it's interesting. From the top of the ballot to, you know, the smallest county office, every winner in Grant County this time around was a Democrat. Of course, they have a pretty substantial voter registration advantage in the county, so that's not surprising. It's kind of always that way. But it is, I think, unusual to not see a single Republican end up winning.
Now, the big news is turnout.
Yeah, and I mean, you listening to the national results last night, and of course, you know, they're talking about turnout everywhere, and Grant County wasn't any exception. We saw 55% voter turnout, just a hair over 55%. And 2 years ago in the 2016 presidential election, we saw 58% turnout in Grant County. So really, we're talking presidential year turnout in a midterm, and that in itself is fascinating.
You know, Nick, I spoke to the Doña Ana County Party Chair, the Republican Party Chair, and they are already looking forward to the 2019 and the 2020 election. Do you get a sense that the Republican Party of Grant County is doing the same?
I mean, certainly the Republican Party in Grant County is as strong as I've ever seen it in my lifetime. When you look at the candidates that they put forward for county commission, for sheriff, some of the other races in Grant County, I mean, those are candidates that in another year with a different turnout picture would have been winning candidates. I mean, they had some really fantastic people. And what it comes down to is not really tribalism. It's, you know, you have good people and they continue to recruit good people like that. I think you're going to see more Republicans from Grant County down the road.
Let's talk about somebody local, Howie Morales.
Right. Well, I guess at this point, the lieutenant governor-elect of the state of New Mexico has until recently been our District 28 state senator, Howie Morales. So that's exciting for Grant County. It's the first time that we've had a statewide elected official from Grant County since 1982 when Jeff Bingaman won the state Senate seat, and actually, I mean, the U.S. Senate seat. And actually, it was interesting because to win in 1982, he beat Jackie Schmidt, or Harrison Schmidt, who was the Republican U.S. Senator, who was also from Grant County. So we had a series of stories about a week ago about that race. And so now it's back again. And actually, the state land commissioner-elect, Stephanie Garcia-Richards, also grew up in Grant County. So a big year for us. But, of course, for that state Senate seat, it means that we're going to be having a new state senator that the county commissions in Grant County and Catron and up in Socorro County are going to have to make a recommendation to the next governor, who, of course, is going to be Howie's running mate. So it's going to be very interesting to see what goes down in the next couple of months.
Nick Seibel, thank you very much.
Thank you.